At the bottom of the valley, a wide, shallow, clear river pushed through the fields, and this was what we were all evidently making for. At the bridge, everybody climbed the fence and ran down to the pebbly bank where, with few exceptions, the students stripped down to their underclothes. With squeals and shouts, they ran to the water and threw themselves in. I kicked off my shoes, tucked my dress in my pants, and rushed in after them. But the water was so cold that it hurt my legs. They ached so profoundly that I very nearly stumbled and fell. So I turned around and made my way out as quickly as I could. I walked awkwardly over the pebbles and up to a patch of grass in the sun. I sat down next to Taras, an English student. "This is a lovely place," he suggested, his accent sounding slightly American. I agreed that it was, pleased to hear my own language, spoken for the first time that day. I chaffed my legs to try and warm them. "Every weekend," he said, carefully selecting his words, "we say, let's go to the river. All summer we have said it, and never came, but finally we are here. It's beautiful, and the city is so ugly." I could not quite agree with him. The city is, in fact, very beautiful, at least in the centre. Fine 18th and 19th century buildings have survived the Soviet replanning, and many streets are delightfully lined with trees.